The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
How we doing, folks? Another exciting week here in Colorado Springs. Today's show title is, Can You Be a Landlord? Can you stomach it? There's a lot of risk involved, but a lot of reward. Like anything that you can come out on top and experience great financial reward, you're going to have a lot of risk. Part of the game. Okay, big news around Colorado Springs. The expansion of I-25, believe it or not, it starts next month. That is the gap, folks. Okay, all the way up to Monument, to Castle Rock. We've needed this for a long time. Finally, it looks like it's going to happen. Okay, so the gap's going to be completed by 2022, and I'm thinking that's a little long. I don't know what they're working with, if they got a hammer and a chisel out there, if they got anything better now that we're in the millennial age. You'd think technology, they could knock it out in a couple months, a year, realistically. So it's going to be an express toll lane. Okay, how long will it be a toll lane? Who knows? They said maybe just 10 years, and then it'll not be a toll lane anymore. I don't believe them. I think that'll be a toll lane for the rest of time being, because once they see the income and the money that's going to create, I don't think they'll go back. And my biggest thing is, why not make it four lanes right now? Because in 15 years, that's the conversation we're going to be having is, boy, three lanes isn't enough. We really need four lanes. And that construction's going to start again. So that's the one thing, the negative I think that's holding us back a little bit is the infrastructure. The roads here in Colorado Springs, we've never had great transportation and infrastructure. So I think a train really needs to be put in from here all the way up to Denver. And that needs to be done within 15 years because you can't just rely on the highway. You got to have alternative transportation. Okay, there's my rant on the I-25 expansion. Hey, but at least we're getting a lane. Rental rates are at an all-time high. This is why I want to talk about this show, is because it's still a great time to pick up rental properties. Okay, the last 2 months I helped 6 investors pick up properties that they're going to be cash flowing $500 to $600. Okay, and these aren't big wig investors. One of them paid cash. The other of them didn't. So this can be you. This can be you getting in to the investment property business. And with the stock market at an all-time high, I'm not putting any money in there right now. I'm waiting for a big correction in the stock market. We talked about this last show, when the recession will come. And it will be here. Probably end of 2020 is what we're forecasting. The stats we looked at, the research we've done. And real estate, yes, it will slow down. We're not going to have 11, 12% appreciation in Colorado Springs. Good. We need to get back to normal. We need to get back to 5, 6% appreciation. It's going to feel like a recession maybe for Denver or Chicago. They're going to get hit hard. It's going to be a blimp on the radar here for Colorado Springs because we finally have growth. We finally have cranes downtown. That recession is not going to be able to hold us back. So let's talk about it here. Can you be a landlord? Let's talk about the negatives first. Okay, there's negatives to everything. There's risk in your 401k. If you don't believe me, ask the people in 08 who are getting ready to retire, and that thing bottomed out as they were getting ready to leave the workforce. So the cost of renting, if you want to have a management team manage the property for you, normally it's 10%. The Hermes team, we manage it 7% for all our clients who purchase through us. That means if you bought VA down in Fountain and you decided to leave a year later, we're managing that at 7% for you monthly instead of the normal 10%. You got to factor those fees in. You obviously have to factor in taxes. Taxes are very low here in Colorado Springs. We're looking at probably $1,200 on your average home. It's $100 a month. Insurance going up now because of all the hail, but probably still only around $100 a month. I just locked one the other day at $80 a month through Austin and Darby over there at Main Street. And then you have maintenance and upkeep, obviously. You got a budget for working to the property, whether it be windows, paint, carpet, exterior roofing, if you got all that hail. Okay, so those are things to think about. And then, yes, you can have a bad tenant. We screen our tenants very well. We've had one eviction in the last 3 years. There is risk with everything. But through our extensive background checks, following up with past landlords, we find that we get very good tenants. That's the most important thing. Get a good tenant. Don't focus on getting the highest amount of rent. focus on getting a quality tenant. On all my rental properties, I'm not at the top of the market because I'm more focused on keeping a good tenant and I don't raise their rents. Very little, maybe, if I do, because I'm very focused on having somebody who's going to keep the house in good shape. On a long-term hold, when you're talking about holding it for 15, 20, 30 years, that's the important thing, is having good tenants, okay? So yes, there is some risk. Someone can trash your house. You got to go in, put new paint, new carpet. But just like in the stock market, you have those risks too, right? I mean, something crazy happens. We have a nuclear attack. Bye-bye, your 401k, because we're going to have a big correction in that stock market if something like that happens. Okay, so people say, how much can I expect a cash flow on a $250,000 house? $400,000 or $500,000? I helped a client last month. He's cash flowing $700,000 a month. That's fantastic return on your money. Where can you put $65,000, $70,000 down and get a return of $700,000, $800 a month and have the tax shelters for you, protecting you? People said, well, ever since Trump changed the rules, you can't write off more than $750,000 of interest on your principal residence. That doesn't include your investment properties. That's just your principal residence. Okay, so you have 10 investment properties. You can write off all the interest, all the taxes. Great tax shelter for you. Use it. You can depreciate the single-family homes. You can depreciate the townhouses. Not as much, but there's still that depreciation there to protect you as well. People ask me, do you do townhouses? Do you do single-family? There's benefits to both. Obviously, the townhouse, you don't have to worry about the exterior. You don't have to worry about doing paint. And you got an HOA who's kind of acting like a management company in a way. They're protecting you and saying, hey, we got trash outside the unit. We got too much noise. So they're really holding your tenants accountable for you. And all you're worried about is walls in. That's it on a townhouse. Just walls in. So single, and you don't have to worry about lawn, yard. They're taking care of all of that. So the more risk you have is with the single family, because someone can trash your lawn, you got exterior, you got to deal with the hailstorms, you got to deal with the paint, and usually more square footage as well. So a little bit more of a liability, but single family, you're getting more appreciation long term than you would a townhouse. So here we go, back to the risk. You're taking more risk getting into a single family, but the reward is a little greater than townhouses. I have some people who we manage properties for, they got 10, 15 townhomes and they love it. And it cash flows for them, and that's their retirement. Great. There's no right or wrong here. It's how exposed do you want to be? That's the question. One important thing I want to tell you is if you are in an HOA, make sure you talk to your insurance agent and you have gap coverage. Very important. People who've gotten hit with these hailstorms, I've seen it firsthand, all of a sudden, boom, the HOA slaps a letter on the door and says $10,000 capital assessment, because we're putting on new roofs and we got some siding to repair. And the people go, holy smokes, I can't pay 10 grand. I can't pay for that. Make sure you have gap coverage. It's only $7 or $8 extra a month to protect you. What does that gap coverage do? You pay your deductible of $500 and it covers the whole 10 grand. Your insurance company steps in, they pay that for you. Why try to save $8 a month when you're risking in our big hail county here a $10,000 assessment? So those of you who own townhouses, check on that. Call right now. Call your insurance agent. And if you don't have one, call Austin Darby over at Main Street Brokers. So people talk about, what's the game plan here? Is it a long-term hold? Yes, I don't believe in flipping homes. Great, you flip a home, you make 15, 20 grand. Does that change your life? No, it doesn't, okay? The long-term hold, the 15, 20 years, paying the property off, and if you get into a bind and you need to sell, there you go, $250,000, $300,000. That is a life changer, not the 15, 20 grand, okay? So it's more work long-term, but you have a lot more reward. Someone else is paying for your retirement. That's exactly what it is. When you own a home and someone's renting it from you, they're paying for your retirement. It's like they're putting money into your 401k. So I always tell people, you got to focus on the long-term hold. And I don't really believe in selling unless you're going through a life circumstance where you really need to. Some people say, I don't want to be a landlord, Justin. I can't do it. Let's sell no matter what. Or we have debt right now we need to pay off. I can get on board with that. But if you don't, I mean, why not long-term hold, get them paid off, take the extra cash you're making, pay them off in 15, 20 years, and then when you reach the age of 55, 60, all of a sudden you're getting $1,500 a unit. And even if you have just three units, that's $4,500. Okay, you got some maintenance, stuff like that, $3,500. All right, great example. I have a vet who did this, and he's got, okay, $4,000 coming in from the military, $3,500 from real estate, and then a Roth IRA is pulling money from as well. All of a sudden, he's close to a six-figure income. So it can be done. It's just being patient, riding the wave and keeping that house for a long-term hold. So down the line, you're able to take that straight cash flow. You're not paying off a mortgage every month. Okay, and people say, well, what if I do need to sell and I want to get another investment property? Oh boy, you got to recapture depreciation, you got capital gains, that's big time. You sell a house for $250,000 outright, you're going to owe about $80,000 in taxes. That's a ton. How do you avoid it? 1031 exchange. I just completed two of them with Jim Newell. He owns Stagecoach. He does the carriage rides in town. Phenomenal gentleman. And we did a 1031 off a commercial property he sold into two single-family homes down in Mesa Ridge Parkway. He got a great buy, and he 1031 the money from the commercial property into these single-family homes, so he owed zero taxes. Say, well, maybe I'm trying to tap out. Maybe I'm leaving the country, and I don't want to have any properties left here. What are my other options? Can move back in the property. When you go to closing, they're going to ask you, have you lived in the property two out of the last 5 years? If you can answer that question and say yes, it's a principal residence, you do not owe the capital gains, and you do not owe your recapture depreciation. Okay, talk to your accountant about it, double check, but that's my understanding on it, is that you do not owe those taxes because it then became a primary residence. You've lived in it two out of the last 5 years. Now, that law was up to be changed. It was in the original tax bill, and they were trying to move it to 5 out of 8 years. That would have killed a ton of people. Killed them. Not fair. It's a good thing they struck it out on the second time through. I was worried my good friend Tim Massey, he was getting stationed somewhere else, and he only been in the house 2 out of 5 years. He goes, man, if this bill gets passed, I got $10,000 of tax liability just because they're changing the rule. Thank God they didn't. It was a great decision. They struck it out. Okay, things to consider here when you're renting out your property. Pets or no pets? In this rental market, I tell people try to do no pets to start because it's so hot. The rental market here is very healthy. Okay, make sure you're doing your background checks. Make sure your leases protect you. Okay, we have about a 40-page lease. Protects you as a homeowner. Do you do a long-term lease? I'm fine with those 2 to 3 long-term leases. 2 to 3 years, I'm fine with that. A lot of people disagree. They go, no, because the cost of living is going up and rent's going up. I want to be able to raise the rent every year. And I say, golly gee, man, what do you want? An extra $1,000 a year? Or do you want a good tenant locked in, not the headache? You know you got them for 2 or 3 years. Okay, so think about that. And yes, you can deal with an eviction. It's out there. It happens. You got to serve notice. You got to get the sheriff out, and they got to put their stuff out on the sidewalk for 3 days. And then the house is going to be trash. You got to clean it up and get new tenants in. There's always the possibility. But you can't live life scared, in my opinion. I think you got to take the risk. And the big thing is you can rent to military here, and you can hold the military accountable. If they don't pay rent, you just call down. You run through the chain of command down at Fort Carson or Peterson. And I've had to do it before, and they pay rent the next day. House looks rough, lawn doesn't look good, call down, work the chain of command. Okay, big fan of renting to the military here because of those reasons, and they have a guaranteed BAH to pay for their housing. Okay, so one thing I want to leave you with is that if you do want to buy an investment property, this is what we're doing. We just did it for these last 6 investors. We help you purchase the property. Obviously, you don't pay to be represented by a realtor, but then we help you lease the property for free. That means we do all the advertising, all the background checks. We provide the lease, get the home leased for you, and then we turn it over to you. And then your tenants just direct ACH deposit you every month. If you've a plumbing leak or you need the furnace looked at, you can still call me and I can walk you through that. But if you live here in Colorado Springs, why use a management company? We can help you save that 7% and it'll go straight into your pocket. But there's still some people says, I don't want to interact with the tenants at all. We understand that as well. And then we'll manage it for you at 7%, but waive that leasing fee. Call me on my cell phone to learn more about that. 719-232-1063. 719-232-1063. Or email me, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. That's justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. And our website, thehermesteam.net. Thanks for joining us. The next podcast we'll be doing, we'll have the mayor in from Manitou and talk about how they are going to battle the water over there and get things back on track. Thanks for joining us.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.